We want to welcome you to Grace Bible Church today. In Philippians chapter 1 and our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to two verses of Scripture. Verse 27 of chapter 1 says, "Only let your conversation or your manner of life be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind striving together for the faith of the gospel, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation and that of God." You know, it's amazing how the Lord has told us in His Word that we're to live out the gospel as we interact with the world. We're to be a witness and testimony. We're to strive together with one mind as we serve the Lord. But then He goes on and He adds this phrase. The sentence does not end in verse 27. It continues on. "And in nothing terrified by your adversaries." You know, adversaries win when we get terrified. When we get terrified, we stop and we begin to think and we begin to fear and we begin to wonder whether we're doing the right thing. And then when we're doing that, we're not doing what we ought to do for God. He says, "In nothing terrified." In nothing. There's not one thing that you and I as a believer in Christ should be terrified of when it comes to our adversaries against us, which is to them an evident token of perdition. Oh, if they can just get you to that stage of being terrified, where you are frozen by fear, they say, "Oh, we've got them now." But for us, if we continue on, we can be used of God if we're not terrified by our adversaries. I want to encourage you. We're living in difficult days. We're living in days where there's great challenges that face the local church. There's challenges that face individuals in the workplace. There are challenges that face us in our state. But you and I, as believers in Christ, ought not to be terrified. We ought to be faithful and keep our eyes focused upon the Lord and not let our eyes get down here where the waves are. Remember Peter? God was walking on the water, going to the Lord. As long as he kept his eyes on the Lord, he was all right. But when he took his eyes off the Lord, he went down under the waves. He was terrified by what he saw around him. And so you and I, as believers in Christ, ought to look to the Lord and find our strength in Him and know that as long as we're walking with Him, we're walking in the right place. Amen? As long as we're walking with Him, we're walking in the right place. It's when we run off and start doing our thing. That's when the problems arise. God help us to walk with Him, not run ahead of Him, and not lag behind. As my mom used to say, "Don't be lagging behind. Let's go. Get caught up." We want to walk with the Lord and in the power of His might.